Land Conservancy on the Central Coast has worked out deals to add more than 450 acres of land to a national monument in their region. The Carrizo Plain Conservancy is trying to expand the nearly 250,000-acre Carrizo Plain National Monument east of San Luis Obispo. In one of the two just-announced deals, the Conservancy purchased 320 acres of land in the northern Carrizo Plain area near Highway 58 between San Luis Obispo and Bakersfield.
It was used for farming up until, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, but hasn't been farmed in a long time. That's true of many properties in the Carrizo Plain. What it usually signifies, though, is that the land was cleared. There may have been more shrubs or maybe even some scattered trees. It's basically an open grassland.
Neil Havlick is president of the nonprofit group. He says the land is important habitat for an endangered species of fox.
The grassland areas at that particular property and nearby have been noticed and identified by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife as good habitat for the San Joaquin kit fox. The Carrizo Plain is one of the major areas where it still survives, and it's considered an endangered species and therefore worthy of these protective efforts.
Carrizo Plain includes valleys, grassland, mountains, and even a very visible segment of the San Andreas Fault. The purchase almost didn't happen. The Conservancy was initially outbid for what's known as the Haynes property.
Our first bid, we were not successful. We kind of thought the deal had gone sideways and we were out of it. The other competing offer failed, so then we were able to get another opportunity to do this acquisition. The price was $448,000 or $1,400 per acre. So it was a little less than what they were asking, but again, this was a fair market transaction.
Well, the 320-acre purchase is the big announcement. The Conservancy has also worked out another deal. It's put together 17 pieces of land in the monument's boundaries, which were privately owned, and is offering to donate them to the federal government.
Much of it was farmed in the past. The land was cleared. It was subdivided. Many of them have no real access. They're not readily developable. There are probably several hundred of them still within the monument. We have targeted properties like that. They tend to be small, usually under 5 acres. Some of them are as small as a quarter of an acre. We have approached owners and some have offered to donate them to us. One group of about 11 of them came as a bulk sale.
The National Monument in San Luis Obispo and Kern counties has been in the news during the last year. The Trump administration wanted its protected status reviewed. The Secretary of the Interior completed the report months ago and sent it to the White House, but officials have refused to talk about recommendations for Carrizo's future. But Havlick thinks it will be okay. Much of the land for the monument, which was created in 2001, was purchased and donated by the Nature Conservancy with the understanding it would remain protected forever. On top of that, while the land is important habitat, it doesn't have any special in-demand natural resources.
Because of the way in which the Carrizo Plain National Monument was created, the risk of something like that happening was much reduced. Furthermore, we know there's been oil exploration in and around Carrizo Plain for 100 years. They've never found oil in any kind of marketable quantities within the area of the monument, except in one little tiny area down near Nukuyama, which has had production since about the 1940s or 1950s and is producing today.
The Conservancy president says while the nonprofit is only about 4 years old, these new deals add to an already accomplished history.
We're pretty proud of ourselves, of what we've been able to accomplish in just a few years. We've had good support from the public. We've had support from these agencies, and we've had support from organizations, the California Wildlife Foundation, the John Kiewit Memorial Foundation.
The Conservancy also hopes the new additions will send a clear message to Washington, D.C. that people think the National Monument in California is so important they not only want to protect it, but to expand it. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.